On Monday, Utah's Housing and Community Development Division released an annual snapshot of the number of homeless people living in Utah. The report shows about a 10% reduction in overall homelessness, a difference of more than 1,000 people. With the help of federal stimulus money, local homeless service providers have in the past few years been able to offer more permanent housing options to individuals and families rather than building new shelters. Gordon Walker, director of the Utah Division of Housing and Community Development, says for most people who are homeless, the issue can be as simple as finding money for a security deposit.
What we're able to do with Rapid Rehousing is to identify what the issue is and provide housing very quickly so that they can not be homeless anymore.
The snapshot is somewhat different for the chronically homeless, who Walker says can be more difficult to house. In Salt Lake County this year, chronic homelessness is up nearly 9%. But Walker says that's mostly due to the fact that officials are getting a more accurate count.
It's extremely successful when you consider the fact that statewide, 72% of the number of individuals who were chronically homeless 9 years ago are housed. And that's far greater than any other state in the country.
In 2005, Utah officials developed a 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness. Walker says coming up on the final year, he's confident the state will reach its goal. Whitney Evans, KUER News.